escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Happy Monday to you. You are in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Been a fun one thus far. Hot one, right?
Very hot.
Okay.
Very good. Wednesday, the first day, and today were the hottest.
Okay. Are you charting? But you're charting how hot the days are?
I will tell you.
Oh, man. Good day out there on the practice fields when it came to the Texans and getting ready for the 2025 season. Real quick, just to circle back to some of the things that we kind of noted. I mean, the tight ends, and we, as you heard with Brevin Jordan, appreciation of Brevin sitting down with us again coming off the practice field. Tight ends really were involved. I was very intrigued, and it was a little disappointing for me personally not being on the end zone. Like, I'm going to complain, as I am wont to do from time to time, to be on the end zone furthest from where they was, where they were getting some of the
red zone stuff.
And they had some jump ball practice at independent wide receivers as well. I think you might have gotten an eye on some of that. But yeah, they got the ball to some tight ends. They got the Irv Smith even got a look in the red zone. So yeah, I'm very intrigued because that part is going to be very important for this Texas team in the 25 season, trying to get your red zone, you know, be able to punch in for seven as opposed to settling for three, which they did a lot.
Yeah, and the tight ends have been involved in showing some stuff. And as we mentioned with Brevin Jordan, wide open, fair, even competition. I did feel kind of bad because I mentioned with Brevin, four tight ends. I should have thrown Irv in there. I forgot about Irv.
That's you're like, oh, man, Irv just over there blocking. It's cool.
Yeah, exactly.
Mean. all right, so I mentioned, been doing this 2024 rewatch. It continues on week 15 versus the Miami Dolphins. This is coming off of the bye week, baby. We are hyped and we are ready to go for the, you know, the final stretch of the season, including a very tight, condensed schedule where you get Miami, Kansas City, Baltimore in fairly quick succession, right? I think you remember those kind of conversations. Is there anything else that you recall from the Week 15 matchup against Miami?
Defense dominated. Derek Stingley doing his thing. It was very clear by this point. This defense is, as far as they go, they're going to go with the defense.
100%. That was absolutely a big takeaway. Very early, Sting rallies. There's a number of tackles for loss. Like, if anybody had any concerns about Derek Stingley as physical run defender, right, getting up in the run game, This is a game that you go to put the film on to say, no.
Yeah.
He's willing to get up. He's willing to make some good hits. I think there was three of them that I counted. Foley Fatukasi, still good at shedding blocks, all those things. But I've been trying to focus on some of the bigger points as I get through this. A hip drop tackle on Joe Mixon in this one that was uncalled again. He was had a noticeable limp, had to come off the field for a measure of time. Now, again, we're seeing the ramifications of that with him having some workouts in the offseason that exasperated that, and that's put us in the place here with the Texans running back-wise where we are watching the running back room kind of intently, especially when is Damian Pierce going to make it back out to show his wares? What does Nick Chubb still have in the tank? I know that he's physical. We're seeing that. We're seeing the pass protection, but that explosion, at least in my estimation, does not seem in the same way. I think he seemed to kind of acknowledge that in some ways in his media availability today, but that's going to be something that we watch going forward.
Yeah, I mean, this game directly impacts the big news over the weekend. You know, we're talking about Joe Mixon, some sort of aggravation, some sort of problem with the ankle foot, whatever it might be.
Ankle foot. All right.
Whatever. It's been reported both. So we'll see, but yeah, direct impact. You just touched on another hip drop.
All right, so defense that we're talking about here, as we're spinning things forward, this was really fun. This was quintessential. This is the defense, and this is also some evidence and some pointing to what D'Amico Ryan seemingly has as a goal, or at least some level of hope for this defense, which is no longer just getting to the quarterback, but also getting that ball loose. In the second quarter, the defensive line did their big one. D'Amico Autry is really working on the right guard. Eichenberg, I'm not gonna lie, kind of looks like a hands to the neck, almost hands to the face. I imagine if the ref would have called it, I don't know how mad I could have been. But he works that man back into Tua Tagovailoa's lap. Will Anderson Jr. simultaneously. Stab Club, remember we were talking about it with him? That stab club that he really enjoyed towards the back end of the season. That technique, he uses that, wins on the left edge. He's coming around the backside, wins pretty clean, and he wraps Tua up for a sack, but he gets his arms, and that ball comes loose. Daniil off the right side, almost scoops and scores. He almost overruns it. Now Tim Settle scoops it himself, trying to get free. Like, this was all four of your frontline guys. Some of the guys I think you can expect pretty much all of these guys to have some level of impact this year. One I actually have a question about, but they all kind of come together, apply quick pressure, knock the ball out, turn the ball over. This is the platonic ideal of this defensive line this season as well.
Not only that, and it's something that as we've been seeing on and over again through training camp thus far, 5 days in the books, this is something that they seem to be better at and certainly are emphasizing more. And with the experience as a third year under DeMeco with the system, we should expect more games like this where the defense, you know, not just carries the weight, but gives the offense their big assist.
DeNico Autry is an interesting name, right? Because DeNico was a guy who you brought in from Tennessee and you were expecting to make big waves. Obviously, you missed him for a period of time. But when he played fairly well. However, did it feel like it lived up to kind of what the expectations or what the thoughts of what it could be for DeNico Autry before? And I ask that just because if we're spinning this forward, how much of an impact do you anticipate DeNico Autry having this season, especially the return of Sheldon Rankins? We know that he can get upfield. Tim Settle had a, I mean, I don't know if I want to call it a breakout, but he had a fantastic 2024. And these are all guys that I know that they like rotating, but those are guys that very well could establish some strengths on the interior. And then the exterior, you have a lot of pass rush.
Yeah, look, that's an interesting question because DeNico Autry had his moments, obviously.
100%. But this is one of those, in fact.
But I don't think necessarily the breadth of the season and his performance was necessarily what we expected, to answer your question. And right now, for what it's worth, you know, they rotate so much. I think Tim Settle and Sheldon Rankins are getting a lot of run on the inside.
Yeah.
A lot.
I asked the question. I should have gone to double check. I do wonder, and I'm not here trying to get rid of people's jobs. So I want to make that clear. But when you have a salary cap sport and you have a zero-sum game, I do wonder, especially for a guy of that caliber. And, I mean, not saying he's making a crazy amount of money. I think last time I checked, it was like single-digit million dollars, right? But, I mean, could you find some space, especially where you have a robust amount of pass rushers, especially in as your start? You found what you were looking for in this defensive line last year. And as you mentioned, he was a part of it. Don't get me wrong. As I mentioned, this was the textbook play for the defense, and he was there. But I don't know how quintessential he is to it.
I think that's a fair question, especially as you have guys, you know, among the guys rotating on the inside, not just Tim Settle and Sheldon Rankins, but Mario Edwards, who had a very good year last year in the mix as well. So we'll see.
All right, in this game, you also have, this is what I called a Bullock trademark game. Bullock, I should say. Make sure I say his name correctly. He had one interception here. I mean, he had a number of interceptions.
He had a drop, didn't he, too?
Yeah, he had a drop as well. Yeah. There could have been another one. Tua kind of made some bad tosses, not reading properly, but there was a couple of plays. One of them was dropped. The other one is just kind of like, Bullock is the high safety, but, you know, your cornerbacks kind of get deep. It looked like maybe there's a cover two roll. I'm not the best at breaking down what exactly is defensive formation, so don't let me get too lion or defensive coverage. But Bullock is intentionally sitting over the middle of the field. And this, for me, was an acknowledgement of Bullock, rookie last year, but rookie who developed into a type of vet by that point in the year, week 15, because he knows this is Tua Tagovailoa. This is an offense that's trying to get the ball out quickly, and we're going to speed them up even more with our defensive line, as evidenced by the quick strip sack by Will Anderson Jr. in the play that I previously talked about. And he's just sitting underneath he's well underneath the post that is thrown, as if it's thrown to him, and he's breaking forward on the football. Like, this was just quintessential. This was a fantastic play by Bullock, and I think that it probably goes to show that this team is going to continue to be even more of a takeaway defense.
And now let's dig a little deeper into that. Kalen Bullock is so good for this defense, not just because of his ball skills, as we've talked about, and they seem to be on display again. We talked about him this morning, just the way that he goes and gets the ball. But not only that, you have the edge rushers, as you mentioned, and you have cornerbacks, especially Derek Stingley, just eliminating one player, which sort of limits the amount of or the space available for a quarterback like Tua Tagovailoa. Keep in mind, Tyreek Hill only had two catches
correct
in this game because of Derek Stingley.
following him.
Yeah, and so that helps the safety, especially when there's edge rushers, maybe a little rushed, and he's perfect for this defense at the safety position.
One more thing on this particular play, the Bullock interception that he takes for a good amount of yardage, just shallow. He takes it in the red zone, just shy of being able to find that final corner and get into the end zone.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the interception, he goes to the ground, but he pops up immediately and he's going the other way. Mm-hmm. And maybe I'm stretching, maybe I'm reaching here. You can tell me if that's the case. That feels indicative of the fact that this team isn't just trying to turn the football over.
Oh, yeah.
They are looking to, like, the turnover is the expectation. And that's kind of what D'Amico has kind of been, it sounds like that's what he's talking about.
It is.
Pushing it to an even different. This defense is trying to turn the football over and go score. Like, well, those seem like those are built in. Like, I think with a general normal NFL defense, the idea is, all right, maybe we could turn the football over and then cool. The idea seems to be built in that we are going to turn the football and when we're going to go score.
Make no mistake about it. Nico Collins, CJ Stroud, Joe Mixon, if healthy, Nick Chubb, Christian Kirk. There are weapons on the offense, but the defense considers themselves collectively a bigger weapon for this team. They want to be a weapon. They want to turn the ball over and score and win games. And I'm telling you, the early takeaways from, obviously that was a great indicator, that game against Miami. But from training camp now, as you're moving forward, this is an outstanding secondary, and they're proving it every day.
Yeah, and it's funny because I keep thinking internally to myself, one of the kind of truisms of football that I kind of hold within myself is, turnovers are kind of a year-to-year proposition. They're not in the things
I have said that myself.
To carry over per se. And I'm like, how do I justify that with that thought with looking at this Texans defense? And I think they are going to remain a turnover defense.
No, I do too. But I also subscribe to the thought you just said. It's hard to predict a team's going to have whatever number of turnovers one year and come close to duplicating that or exceed it the next year because it's so flighty. It's so weird. This defense, I do expect them.
Yeah, and it's, I guess if I was to answer my own kind of thought, it's because they're very rarely are they turnovers of circumstance. I can look at a number of the turnovers that the Texans defense made in this 2024 season that I've, you know, kind of looked at in rewatching it, and I could see where they're generated. Just like with this one with Kalen Bullock. Kalen is sitting down in that space with a clear acknowledgement that I know you're trying to get it to the middle. I know you don't have the time, maybe not even the arm if you want to, kind of shoot at Tua to go over the top of me.
Yeah.
I know that this is the space that you're throwing into, and thus all it requires is me to play basically like I'm catching off a jugs machine.
Yeah, and you talk about force. What he did there and what he did today, broke up the very first pass that C.J. Stroud made, could have been a pick, and then had another one that was off his hands. Those are forced turnovers. They're not like, oh, he dropped the ball and we fell on it, you know?
And then here comes one more of the defense as I'm just going ahead and looking at this game. You mentioned it was a defensive game. 20-12 was the final score. I mean, two field goals and a touchdown with a missed extra point was all that the Miami Dolphins got. And they were down that 8 points with the ball and an opportunity to try and go score. It was a Phillip Rivers situation, as I like referring to him. And the very first opportunity that they did to try and throw it up there, you're looking at me crazy, Colin. You don't understand the Phillip Rivers situation?
I never heard that.
All right, so to be fair, it is not widespread. It is something I believe in myself, but you watched a little bit of Phillip Rivers play, right?
Of course. Right. Antonio Gase was one of my favorite tight ends watching growing up.
Tell me that every game that you watched Phillip Rivers play, particularly for the Chargers, did not end up, no matter what the game looked like, with him, Chargers having the ball, 45 seconds, having to go the length of the field, no touchdown.
You're right.
I guarantee if I charted it, it's probably like 60% of the games ended like that. And that's where the Miami Dolphins were. First play of the game, they try and throw it up to go to your best player, right? Tyreek Hill. Psych, here's Stingley. And this is the TV broadcast because it was just so good.
Houston will win a second consecutive AFC South title. Miami needs to win and get help. Here's a long pass looking for Hill. And it's picked off. It's
It's intercepted. Stingley's done it again. Stingley has done it again. Hill had it, and then he just took it away.
That was the right place to go with the football. You've got Tyreek one-on-one in man coverage. It was underthrown a little bit. Tyreek tried coming back to get it. He has his hands on it.
Oh.
But Stingley has that right arm in between Hill's two arms and is able to rip the ball out.
Man, that's exactly what you're talking about. Force play. You heard him say, you know, right place to take the ball and still got it picked.
That was interception number two for Derek Stingley on the day. And when you needed it, generated the way that you wanted to. Like, the final point that I have on this one before we move on the rewatch is this, the defense, if they're humming like this out the gates, which I believe them capable of, some of the things that kind of slowed them down as you had a couple of rookies who were starting, those guys are continuing to start and they're no longer rookies. Like, I don't know that I see a portion of this defense that is not up to speed on week one.
Yeah.
This is a team that legitimately defensively carried them to this win. 131 yards passing for CJ in this game. 30-something, 33, 35 yards for Dare as your highest
leading rusher.
Leading rusher. Joe had 12 for 23 in this game. Like, you're not looking at the offense like, yo, they did a whole bunch when it comes to moving the football. This was a defense won this game, and it felt like they won it kind of handling. It's because this defense is capable of doing that. I love the idea that they have that, and you're going to need it early on the season as the offense is trying to fully solidify what they are.
And they got better. C.J. Gardner-Johnson, others coming in and bringing in, by the way, with Gardner-Johnson, and even more of that mentality and that approach, and we're going to make you turn the ball over.
Yeah, so there you go. That's a rewatch of Week 15 versus the Miami Dolphins of the 2024 season. Continue to love this and get excited. It's fun watching during training camp. I did not anticipate doing this, but it's fun seeing kind of the ways in which the overlaps happen from the 24 season and what we're seeing in 2025 moving forward. So excited for that. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, Fig is out on the day rehabbing himself. I'll let him tell you what happened to the man over the weekend, but I will be taking over Figgy's mixtape coming up next. And coming up, another reason why you shouldn't use AI as a search engine. I got that for you. And also, J.J. Watt notches yet another achievement. But is the feat impressive or cheating? We'll talk about that more next.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.